101. 5 minutes after nine. The Greaseman standing by for blessed relief. I said I'm standing by for blessed relief. Mondays are pretty brutal. Oh, God, they're brutal. But I can always say when I was working in another profession, Mondays were even more complicated then. Back with specialty OBGYN. Every day I would throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" But the mistake I made early in my profession is never work with your family. I didn't realize it, but doctors have a general rule like that. You know, you get one of your close associates that you trust to examine your family. It's just bad medical procedure. I'll never forget the time my receptionist said, "Aunt Bertha's out in the lobby." I said, "Aunt Bertha, I can't examine Aunt Bertha." She said she's family member. She wants, and sure enough, she forced her way in. She said, "Come on, Nina." I said, "All right, God, Nurse Hendelman, get Bertha ready for examination." Bertha was loving it. She's sitting there laughing, saying, "Oh, geez, I can't believe it. My nephew, the doctor." "Well, go ahead. Do what you got to do." I said, "Well, let me see here. Oh, God. I have new respect for Uncle Seymour here." "All right, dear Bertha, I think you're going to be all right there." Sure enough, Nurse Hendelman came in and said, "Your grandmother's in the..." I said, "Oh, God." "All right, it'll do me no good to argue." So sure enough, Grandma came in. She's cackling away, saying, "Ah, I remember you just a little boy. I used to change your diapers." I said, "Well, don't expect me to change yours should you flirt with incontinence." Ah, here we are. Oh, God. Oh, jeez. All right, there you go. Take care there, Grandma. Then Nurse Hendelman walked in and said, "Dr. Grismanelli, your mother's in the lobby."
"Oh, no!"
I said, "Mama, I can't." She said, What's the matter? "You examine Aunt Bertha, you do. Grandmama, you okay, I can slit my wrist. You don't love your mother. Your mother's not..." I said, "All right, Mom. Nurse Hendelman, would you please?" So sure enough, just as I was getting ready to examine Mom, Dad bursts in with the brownie starfire. He says, "I gotta get a picture of this. I bought a doctor. We spent a fortune. Everybody gather around." So Grandma and Aunt Bertha and me and Pop, we're all gathered around Mom. I said, "Please don't put these on the Christmas cards, if you don't mind." And so I did what I had to do, and that was the end of that. And I said, "I'm going. No more appointments." And Nurse Hendelman said, "Dr. Grishman," I said, "no more appointments." She said, "Your cousin Sophie's in the lobby." I said, "Well, one more wouldn't hurt." And so, Sophie was prepped. We were both the same age. And as I examined Sophie kind of smiled as she looked at me. She said, "You know, Nino, when we were little kids, we played doctor. And now that we're all grown up, we're really doing it. I mean, you really are a doctor." I said, "Yes, Sophie, it's funny how life works." She said, "Nino, would you mind not being quite so enthusiastic in your examination?" I said, "Oh, geez, am I sorry? Am I hurting you?" She said, "No, you're drooling on me."